But joining me in the studio is the wonderful Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish. Thank you so much for coming in, Adam.
Rach, it is my pleasure to see you in the flesh.
It's my pleasure to see you in
and
the flesh.
Peeps, everything that they say about her is totally true. Absolutely gorgeous. Right now I am looking at a belladonna.
A belladonna? Yeah, you can come every day in the studio. Do you want to be my new co-host? I like you.
I've been planning that line for about a month.
That's okay. That's good. That's good. You are here for a very important cause today to talk about the Tough Minds app, which just launched yesterday. And tell me a little bit about how you got involved with this.
Well, a good friend of mine who actually works around this building, Jill Grant, I've known for quite a while and have done some keynote speaking and some entertaining in a previous life for Jill. And she told me about the app and I guess what it represented. And I've had my own challenges with mental health and they still are ongoing, like life is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I jumped at the opportunity to be part of it. As part of my current workload, I work with youth across the country, particularly Indigenous kids out in the outback, and a lot of the themes that we write and record songs and videos around around mental health situations that are around bullying or they're around self-determination or self-efficacy. So it's great to be part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. As a musician, I'm sure you would find that, you know, that there is a correlation there. You can have, you know, music can help people with their mental states as well.
Yeah, look, in a variety of ways. I mean, there are certain songs that obviously help you get through life that you didn't write, but in our context, we have a different theme or subject that we challenge as a group, and it could be a bunch of kids in the outback, or it could be a school that's facing, it could be racial harmony, for example, and what comes out of that. And so these kids, when they write and record a song and the language around it that they have to agree upon and determine together, then ownership is exponentially increased.
It's a little bit like art therapy, using art as a bit of therapy, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. I've been a nude model a few times, and people like to life draw me. It's great.
Now, there's 6 modules as part of the app. Now, they look at a whole different things through to health and things, you know, breaking free from addiction and all those sorts of things. Mm. How did you come up with these specific 6 different modules?
Well, that's a very good question.
And there's a lot of things. So, how did you narrow it down?
Well, I wasn't part of that process.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to have to be, actually, as a consumer here, speaking on behalf
Beautiful.
Of
Beautiful.
So I would believe they've determined some of those modules, you know, based upon the need in society. And you know, addiction is a huge one. I was just talking on the drive here from the airport addiction and overstimulation which is why it's ironic that it's an app that because we are so into technology today.
Yes, exactly.
But we are also, most of us, on so many more hours than we would have been 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I just got my weekly report through and I'm spending like 5 hours a day on my phone.
So it's interesting,
it's
isn't
crazy,
it?
It's crazy, isn't
it? And I guess, these modules and these assistant techniques that are on the app are designed to work with us in a modern day, because there are challenges that we all face today that were not even relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 20 or 30 years ago. So I'm really keen to use this app on a daily basis to add to my string of tools that I already have in my armory.
Fantastic. Adam Thompson, thank you so much for joining me today. And everyone listening, make sure you get on board and download the Tough Minds app. That's TUF Minds app.
And it's the power of 3, Rach. We've got to share it to 3 people. So download it, but not just that, share it onto 3 people.
Yeah, #the power of 3.